Wow. Well, I have to say, I did not expect InterNation's expat survey from 2019 to be out on December 31st. So I posted already this episode with the data from 2018. I will add some information about 2019 so you can understand a bit more about statistics from living abroad. And for people who want to live abroad. And maybe it's going to answer some of your questions because there's some information that is super duper interesting. On that note, I will wish you a very good day and Merry New Year, full of joy and hope and travel.
All right, teacher. It's time for you to look at the numbers because there are research about the expat community living abroad. Though finding details about teachers moving abroad is another challenge, but here are the interesting numbers according to two research I found on the internet. Guess what? It's very convenient. So the first research I found is the InterNation's expat survey from 2018. Bring it on. They don't have it for 2019 yet. Why? It's not over. We're on December 30th, so there's still one more day to 2019. This survey from InterNations was conducted with 18,135 expats, and there are some interesting percentage about the teachers, which says that among all the international teachers abroad, 51% are female and 49% are male. In fact, the number one nationalities inclined to move to teach abroad are da 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 da. 15% are US Americans expats, 13% are British expats, and 8% are Russian expats. So among all of these 18,000 people, that was the majority. Fact number two, countries welcoming expat teachers. So the most popular countries to welcome the expat teachers are 8% of the expats that Brazil welcomes are teachers. Now 29% of expats that China welcomes are teachers, and 13% of expats India welcomes are teachers, and 11% of expats Czech Republic welcomes are also teachers. So if you think, hey, maybe Brazil, China, India, or Czech Republic would interest me, I bet it's not too hard to find a job. Just Google it online, Bing it, Yahoo it, or find someone who's been there. Or you can also write to the podcast and ask. Fact number three, France is a great place to retire. So if you want to have a healthy life after living abroad for a few years as a teacher or whatever, it can be very interesting. They mention in the survey that if you are not speaking French, it might be a tiny difficult. But you know, the other expat survey I look at was HSBC expat survey. Yes, it is a bank. Yes, it is. But they have feelings, right? HSBC. They say that young professional under 35 will see the biggest career boost and further their career whenever they decided to move abroad. So that's a cool thing to know. If you are under 35 and you want to move abroad, well, you might have some really nice and experience growth in your career boost and stuff. And I would second that because in the matter of a few years, I became associate director of my program, and then I became director, and then I became queen of the world. No, not queen yet, joking. But I did have a position that I would never have had in any other place in the world. Also, among all the professional abroad, 55% will become more confident, and no less than 71% will develop new skill set, enhancing the chances to receive promotions and or to start a new career. Also, it's so surprising. I love this one. 1 person on 10 will be starting his or her own business abroad. Boom. What about an entrepreneur spirit? And then I can already hear you say, But why are you telling me this, Lawrence? Why is it going to give me some information about my life, or how am I going to become a better person listening to this? Well, these percentages are to consider if you choose to move abroad, in the sense that, okay, where to go? Maybe it might be easier to go in a place where there are more teachers, you know? Maybe there are more people going there because the need is bigger, therefore there are more jobs, you know? Second, living abroad, teachers are more likely to expand their skill sets and might get a boost of self-confidence. Think about it. There's never too much self-confidence. I retract that. There is sometimes too much self-confidence. But if you do need a boost, or if you do need, especially to expand your skill sets, it's a perfect occasion to do so. China highlights the need for teachers and is far ahead from other countries in this survey, so I would double highlight this information that there's a huge need for teachers here, and this is why there's a lot of people, a community of people living abroad. Also, so what I'm thinking about whenever it comes to teachers living abroad is that if you want a little fast forward in your working experience, this is the perfect thing for you. So now, is it what you're looking for? That is for you to decide. But this is all the numbers that we have for today about teachers. If you want to have more information about the expats, internations, and the HSBC, that is a bank, but also has feelings, well, you are welcome to go and see on their websites. I will send a link on my page, on the group chat. So on the group chat, Lawrence, not on the group chat, it's on the podcast page. Thank you. So on this, I will wish you a happy new year, everyone around the world, and see you soon. See you next time.